Petro and Mest, and it is entitled The Cratering History of the Interior of South Pole Aitken Basin, and it will be given by Noah Petro.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. So I'm just going to talk about an area inside of SPA. We've heard of SPA referred to a number of times in the previous several talks, and I've been interested in a particular region inside SPA, so this has afforded me a chance to go back and look at it in some detail. I want to acknowledge the support of Scott Mest, who obviously you just saw, as well as Yaron Roni Teich, who's a high school senior who helped me out significantly with this project. Okay, so just for those of you who may not be totally familiar with this SPA, South Pole Aitken Basin, just a brief overview of what it is. On the left are a series of images showing clementine mosaic albedo, derived topography, and lunar prospector iron map. And basically, South Pole Aitken, on the right side of these images is the near side, the left side is the far side, and you'll see this dark splotch, that's the South Pole Aitken Basin, which dominates the southern far side of the moon, extends from the South Pole to the Aitken crater, hence the name South Pole Aitken. In topography, you see it's a very large hole in the ground, very large basin, approximately 8 to 12 kilometers deep, about 2,500 kilometers in diameter, and formed about 4.1 billion years, although there should be a big question mark behind that because we really don't know when it formed, but based on the number of superimposed craters, both the visible and the ones that we cannot see with photographic data, suggests that it is indeed very, very old, indeed probably the oldest feature and oldest basin on the moon. And of course, the interior of the basin shows a relative iron enhancement relative to the surrounding highlands. I could have just as easily shown the derived thorium data, which also shows an enhancement relative to the surroundings. Essentially, all of the compositional data that we have for SPA, starting with the original Apollo gamma ray data all the way through to what we have today, show that the interior of the basin, is indeed unique. And also variable across the interior of the basin, and it's that compositional variability that I hope to talk a little bit about today, illustrate, and hopefully we'll bring forward additional insight, or future data sets, upcoming data sets will provide additional insight into that. So again, this is a stratigraphy session, and I wanted to think a little bit about how SPA relates stratigraphically to the rest of the moon, and of course, I mean, this is just what I could come up with in the past couple of days, really, in thinking about this in a more detailed way. But really, the two issues relate to SPA. And I think the first one, in the relevance of SPA ejecta, of course, outside the basin, and its relationship to the stratigraphic history of the rest of the moon, and of course, the sample history as well, also maybe was likely relevant to some of the things that Herb was showing, these quasi-circular depressions, these buried or hidden basins outside of SPA, and what the role of SPA ejecta plays in potentially masking those basins. Of course, the interior of the basin, which is what I'm going to be focusing on today, has several questions that I've pulled out, mainly because I'd like to try to address them. Of course, there's undoubtedly more, but one question about where we might find the oldest SPA-derived materials within the basin. If we want to go sample and try to age-date the SPA basin, where do you want to actually go and do that? What is the extent of other processes that have within the basin that have acted to modify the original interior? Volcanism, introduction of non-locally derived material, material from other basins, other craters outside of SPA, and where those materials might be within SPA. I'm going to touch on some of these, not fully answer, of course, but touch on some of these questions. So in doing so, we investigate two, and I use the term unit very loosely, not in the way that potentially Scott would really be happy with me using them, but broadly speaking, we're going to be looking at an area inside the very center of the basin, which I sort of casually refer to as the iron-enhanced core of the basin, or essentially the most iron-enriched portion of the interior of the basin, as well as a smaller plains unit located south of the Apollo Basin. This is a lunar orbiter image. This is the Apollo Basin here, and you can probably not really clearly see south of the basin. There's the flat, broad, flat plains that we'll be looking at in some additional detail here. So the first area, the first, again, broadly defined unit is this iron-enhanced core. This is lunar prospector iron data. And Scott helped me identify what he thought was the sort of the most iron-enhanced central portion of SPA. Of course, most of the, many, not all, but most of the Mare units within SPA fall in this area, Apollo Basin is here. The central Apollo basalt unit is located there. We've got several other large craters that have been filled in with Mare basalts at the center and located towards the center of the basin as well. But in general, this is just the regional iron enhancement associated with SPA. It encompasses most of the neritic materials that were identified using the Clementine UV-Vis data by Peters et al. In 2001. And there's also the region that is potentially least contaminated by external materials coming in via even minimal amounts of lateral transport. So quite possibly, and what we could think of this is as being potentially the area that most likely defines what original interior of SPA was like. So what we did was using all of the previously identified named features, which are the points, the unhighlighted points, and then going through the entire interior of the basin, trying to identify all of the craters larger than approximately 25 kilometers in diameter, and those are the ones highlighted. So we identified many new visible craters, and again, the Clementine data is not exactly ideally suited towards this, particularly the further you get away from the poles. So undoubtedly, and I would not be surprised that we've missed many, many even somewhat larger craters in this investigation. Nonetheless, we've identified additional craters, and this will help us determine some of the stratigraphic relationships of the interior portions of the basin. Should note, as Scott talked about before, the sort of the addition of material of craters due to the Oriental Basin. And this is a sort of a figure that I had been wanting to try to make, and this is a good excuse to do it, using the radar data that for the southern portion of the near side of the moon that was presented in a paper by Gent et al. This year, looking at essentially material from Oriental. Oriental is at top, so we've got the near side on the right, the far side on the left. Of course, we don't have Earth-based topographic data for the far side. And essentially what this is nicely shown is that the ring of essentially most intense contamination maybe by Oriental material extends just towards the ring of SPA here. Of course, there are rays of material streaming away from Oriental, and undoubtedly, and I will show that we have some of that material crossing at least the eastern portion of SPA up in here. Nonetheless, we do have to contend with potential contamination or at least addition of craters, secondary craters, by Oriental. The second more small, or the smaller unit that we've defined is this plains, what was initially defined as a plains unit south of the Apollo Basin. So in this more regional orthographic view of the South Polarcirque Basin, Apollo Basin is over here. Scott identified some multiple plains units, and we're going to particularly focus on the one that I've sort of outlined in a box here, this plains unit south of Apollo. And just to again show what its relationship with the Prospector iron data, there is a iron enhancement, although not certainly the highest concentration of iron is located within this plains unit. There certainly are some elevated enhancements of iron that are not do not correlate with at least previously identified Mare units. So Don Wilhelms certainly identified multiple Mare units within South Polarcirque Basin. He identified all of those as being Imbrium in age. He identified a small plains unit south of Apollo. We expand the definition of that unit and certainly just try to at least look at that in a little bit more detail. Of course, he also maps out the contamination of Oriental material well within SPA, but he doesn't. Well, what we'll show is that there's certainly many secondaries from Oriental that we have to contend with. So in Scott's spare time, he helped me identify some different terrains, some different units within the plain or near the plains south of Apollo. He identified them basically by relative to local Mare material. So just at the top of the image is the Mare, the southernmost Mare unit in the Apollo Basin, and the plains unit, which is in this sort of orange material or colored orange here, has a relatively moderate albedo relative to the surrounding, not only the surrounding Mare but also to the. I wouldn't really classify this as highlands. It's in the South Polarcirque terrain that was identified by Brad Jolliffe, but it's moderate albedo relative to its surroundings. In some places, it has a mottled surface, which is likely due to secondary craters, ejecta from other craters, in particular from potentially the Jackson crater. You see some albedo brightening across the western portion of the region here. There's a ray that extends north towards the Jackson Crater, and that's likely secondary contamination from that crater as well, in addition to oriental secondaries that cut across 90 degrees to where the Jackson ray is coming in from. The Clementine data suggests that there's a somewhat consistent compositional signature, although that's very difficult to interpret based on some of the contamination from other craters. And as I'll show later on, that we may be looking at a veneer material that is obscuring much of the interior or this plains unit. The derived iron estimate from Clementine shows that there's a moderate iron enhancement compared to the surrounding areas, so that this is relative to the surrounding SPA interior. There's a potentially at least suggestive of a slight iron enhancement based on that Clementine derived data. I'm not not the first and only person to ever look at this area. Carly called it out in her 2001 paper, although she focused on just the northern portion of this, so we're sort of expanding upon what she looked at. That this portion of the plains unit is pre-oriental ancient basalts overlain by thin deposits of non-mare material, and so we're just really trying to answer how old this deposit is and what are the sources of the masking material. And of course, one source of the masking material would be secondary material from oriental, but there are undoubtedly others, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a second. So benefit of having a high school student is you can have him identify lots of craters. So he identified, or attempted to, and again, Clementine data is not, let me stipulate, Clementine data is not absolutely the best data to do this with, but it's the best that we have right now. And he identified over 400 craters larger than approximately a kilometer in diameter, which we felt was at least the limit that we wanted to push him, and the limit that I didn't want to annoy a much stronger, faster high school student by making him look at lots of small craters. He did a great job, and I'm very, very thankful for his efforts. So over 400 craters across this plains unit, new craters, in addition to some of the larger ones that were previously identified. So we've got the blue line, or the blue dots. The crater counts for the plains unit inside or south of Apollo are shown here, and this is the trail off at smaller diameters is likely due to resolution issues with the Clementine data. That's been seen in other studies that use Clementine data to perform crater counts. So we see likely at least something that a unit that is certainly older than the Imbrian, potentially Nectarian in age. The iron enhanced core that I spoke about before is the red dots down here, which actually, okay, so there's a jumble down there, and I didn't really call it out too well, but essentially the iron-enhanced core, what I claimed earlier is potentially the least contaminated portion, shows a larger concentration or more large craters than the outer portions of the outer portions of the basin. So this is sort of in line with what Herb was talking about before, that we're seeing the center portion of the basin is actually older than, and I have in orange the similar counts that were performed on the feldspathic highland strain, that the interior of SP is actually older, or crater count wise is older than other portions of the moon. And I don't have an explanation for that except for the potential masking by other materials, other basins. If we just include similar counts that were performed on the central portion of the Mare unit in Apollo Basin by Craddock and Howard in 1999, we see that these indeed are somewhat unique compared to what they found, likely an Imbrian age for those deposits. We see that they're older, and if we compare them to other units that have been counted back in the 70s by Noicum et al. That are plain south Apollo are at least similar to, and this data suggests that they're similar to the floor of the Mendeleev crater, which is approximately Nectarian in age as well. So as just an exercise in learning how to use Illustrator, I created some hypothetical cross-sections based on the original cross-section developed by Head et al. In 1992 for the interior of SPA. Originally, you've got the formation of SPA, Apollo ejecta blanketing portions of the interior, the emplacement of our Mare basalt, in the Nectarian, and then subsequent masking by oriental material and material derived from surrounding SPA materials. So, as I said, I conclude plain South Apollo or Nectarine in age with a thin layer of regionally derived material, which explains why it still has a iron enhancement, because the material is coming from the inside of SPA 15, 13. The iron enrichment in the PS in the plains is due to the composition of the material. Peters identified it as gabbroic. And I think Herb showed that nicely, that there is a low potentially associated with a basin there, and it will benefit from future observations by upcoming instruments. And with that, I open the floor for questions. Thank you. Sorry about that. All right.
Take one quick question.
Okay, yeah, thank you. And certainly, I'd like to talk to you at some point about better interpretation, or at least how I can better interpret that data. But thank you, Bruce. Appreciate that.
Thank you.